Make Shirts, Not War, on This Moment of Indiana History. The Jeffersonville Quartermaster Intermediate Depot dates back to the Civil War. Once known as the nation's largest shirt factory, the aging brick building has been preserved and repurposed. Shirt making began on a piecework basis at the Jefferson General Hospital. Its location, just across the Ohio River from Louisville and served by three national rail lines and a major waterway, made it a natural supply site for Union troops in the South. In addition to clothing, the depot supplied vehicles, stoves, saddles, and hardtack, among other essentials. It was only after the Civil War had ended that a permanent government depot was erected at Jeffersonville. Completed in 1871, the brick quadrangle, covering four city blocks, was designed by C.J. Meigs, the Quartermaster General of the Army, with input from noted architect Frederick Law Olmsted. Production at the depot stepped up in wartime, and the complex expanded to cover 10 blocks. 100,000 shirts a month were produced there during the Spanish-American War, increasing to 700,000 a month during World War I. The facility was shuttered after the Korean War. Having housed a shopping center, a Department of U.S. Census Bureau, and a Christian recording studio, the quadrangle has since 2006 been the address of the Jefferson City Hall. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.